Andrew Wilkie has been re-elected as the member for Denison. Mr. Wilkie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon.
What was the lesson after what was a hard-fought, in fact, the hardest-fought campaign around Australia, around Tasmania, rather, with many candidates thinking, potentially, that they were in with a chance of winning your seat off you?
Well, that's right. Compared with 2010, where no one saw me coming, so I had a free run. This time I had everyone nipping at my heels. I think I've lost a bit of skin from my ankles.
We understood clearly what you stood for when elected last time, poker machine reform. What do you stand for this in this parliament?
Leon, I campaigned on three key issues, and they provide the blueprint for me now for the next 3 years. The first of all is to do whatever I can to protect the good reforms of the 43rd parliament. For example, the disability care, the Gonski education funding, the NBN, the price on carbon. The second issue is to do whatever I can to help put in place the enablers for economic development in Tasmania, and in particular, finally doing something about the cost of getting things across Bass Strait. And finally, a better deal for those who really deserve it and need it, for the disadvantaged. You know, people are... I mean, in this job I've got... You know, I meet people who are waiting 5 years for a hip replacement or a knee replacement. That's completely unacceptable and avoidable in a country as rich as ours. But there's also single mums, the unemployed, the aged. For such a rich and lucky country, there are so many people who are doing it much tougher than they need to. So I'm going to campaign very hard to help those people. And of course, I'd include problem gamblers among that group as well.
But of course, in a way, you will be less relevant in the life of this parliament. How do you do that when the Liberal Party will have, amongst other things, newly elected members in marginal seats across the north of the state?
Yeah, look, I look to history, and history shows that well-regarded independents tend to have a much higher profile and more influence in Canberra than other members of parliament. What I'm about to say is in no way a criticism of Jane Austen, because I found Jane a very decent person and a very good candidate who worked very, very hard. But I do think Denison has better prospects with a high-profile crossbencher than a new opposition backbencher. So I'll actually look to my friend Nick Xenophon in South Australia. Now, Nick hasn't been in the balance of power for 2 years, but he's continued to be a very influential member of the parliament. And I think he provides a good role model for me about how I might, you know, continue to speak up and fight for Tassie and for Denison.
Appreciate you talking with us this morning.
Thanks.